Did a Mishnah tells us in Megillah, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, it talks about the number of aliyahs you give out throughout the year. So we all know, or if we don't know, we are generally on Monday, Thursday, Mincha Shabbos, we call up three. We have a Kohen Levi Yisrael. On Rosh Chodesh, for the record, it's Rosh Chodesh today. Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you call up four. And on Yontif, you call up five. There's a machlokes in the Gemara between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, whether I'll just give you the way we pass, can Yom Kippur six, Shabbos seven. That's a debate in the Gemara. And debate, so we pass can Yom Kippur six, Shabbos seven. So that's a discussion about how many aliyahs you give. So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to have hosafas on some days. So what's the, so it seems to be, the way the Mishnah, the Gemara says is, so number one is, why do we only have three aliyahs or four? In other words, when do we read a Haftorah? Haftorah and Hosafah seem to go together, generally speaking, that if there's a, if it's a day of Bittul Malacha, if it's a day not, with, not if a person's not working, but if it's a day where you're not allowed to work, there's an Isser Malacha on that day. So Shabbos, Yontif, so on Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, people go to work. Chol HaMoed is a separate discussion. But most people go to work because there's different things you're allowed to. So therefore, it's a Tircha D'Tzibur. We're not going to add more. You can't make Hosafas. And we're not going to give a Haftorah. But on Yontif, Shabbos, and Yom Kippur, people are going to work. So we have the possibility of Hosafas. However, that itself is a Shaila, not the Haftorah part. That's the meaning, but the shaila is, so everyone, one thing everyone agrees to is on Shabbos you can have Hosafas. Because it depends, there's two different reasons why you can have Hosafa. A day of Bittul Malacha, you can have Hosafa. So if that's the case, then Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, as well as Shabbos, you can have Hosafas. But the Ran quotes another reason, that each, why do we have like set numbers 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, depending on the day? The Ran says that reflects the Kedushas Hayom of the day. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed is a higher level of Kedusha than a regular day. Yontif is higher than Chol HaMoed. Yom Kippur is higher than Yontif, and Shabbos is at the top. So according to the Ran, that's the whole discussion, you know, what's the holiest day of the year? Is it Shabbos or is it Yom Kippur? So that's the machlokes in the machlokes, whether who has more aliyahs, Yom Kippur or Shabbos. So we pass, so based on the way we pass, and if you work with the Ran, we pass and Shabbos is the holiest day because we go with seven aliyahs on Shabbos, only six on Yom Kippur. So according to the Ran, the only time you can have Hosafas is Shabbos, because if you do a Hosafa on a regular day, give four, you're treating a regular day like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. If you, you know, if you move up, you're treating Rosh Chodesh like Yontif. If you move up, you know, each one, if you move up, you're treating like the other one. And if it's Bittul Malach, it doesn't make a difference. They're all okay. Yontif, but if, so therefore, there's a minig that we don't even do, the minig is not technically speaking, as I'll explain, but the minhag Yisrael is in general on Shabbos we do Hosafas, not on Yontif. So what is and the Vilna Gaon Shita is even on Shabbos we don't do Hosafas anymore. And that's the minhag in yeshivas is not to do Hosafas at all, even on Shabbos. What do you mean? Like the Mishnah says you could do Hosafas. Like what kind of chumra is that? Like you're more machmir than the Mishnah? So the Vilna Gaon says no, because the original institution was, there was one aliyah in the beginning, and then the one who got, so you called up people, you had shiva kruim, but they didn't say anything, they just came up, and either they read the aliyah, or they watched, whatever the minhag was, and the one who got the last aliyah finished. So, we weren't, so calling up extra hosafas didn't involve any more brachas. Today, each person calls up, gets a bracha, So then you're dealing with the bracha she'ena tzricha. So therefore, that's why the minig in many places, not in Young Israel, you know, not any places that have like balabatim, because everyone needs hosafis when they have a bar mitzvah, an ufra for wedding. So it wouldn't go over too well. But in like yeshivas and other places, they don't do hosafis even on Shabbos. So, but that's what it's based on. But the halach is clearly on Shabbos we do. The truth be told is, ve'ikar adin, we paskin, we don't give on yantif, but we actually do have hosafis. What do I mean? Because the halach is, there's a debate in the Gemara whether maftir is ola l'minyan shiva na. When we say we have seven aliyahs on Shabbos, is it seven including maftir or not including maftir? In other words, so our minig is, we do seven plus maftir. So on Shabbos, that's not a problem. But on Yontif, we do five plus maftir. So really, how do I know maftir really is ola l'minyan? Because the halacha is on a fast day. On mincha of a fast day, we do the haftorah. Right, so we read, so we do a maftir. So what do we see? The one who gets shlishi gets the maftir. Why don't we call up a fourth person on a tainis? Because you're not allowed to have, you can't have osafis on a tainis. So that's the meikar adin. We see really maftir is ola. So really, strictly speaking, if you really want it on yontif, you should really have maftir going with the fifth person. But since we paskin really that on yontif because we go with bitul malacha, you really can have osafa. So therefore, we'll make you on yontif to call up a maftir. But strictly speaking, maftir is ola l'minyan. So the bottom line is, practically speaking, we give more aliyahs on Shabbos, not on yontif, but strictly speaking, on yontif, because we have that the maftir, we actually are giving osafas. So that's just the general background of how many aliyahs. However, the Gemara tells us at the end of Megillah, I'm too busy killing flies now when I take my break. I don't mind them, but when they get too close to me and they start biting me, that's when it becomes a problem. So it goes like this. We could discuss Sar Bali Chayim. That's a separate shaila, a separate shear, whether it applies to like flies or not. If I don't have a swatter here, but I kill the fly, do they feel pain or not? So it's a separate shear, not for now. Let's move on. So the Gemara tells us in the end of Megillah that, however, there's this on Ezra instituted the Gemara Megillah. I think it's Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. The Gemara talks about Ezra instituted to read the Tochacha, the portion of rebuke before the new year. So yes, before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, yes, Shavuos is a new year. It's a new year for trees. So we read the end of, we read the Tochacha we read this past week. Because we read a week before. We want to get the curses over with. We don't want to do it literally the week before. There might be some residue from the curses. We don't want any residue. However, and also before Shavuos. So that's the Gemara says, even though on Shabbos, as I pointed out, we paskin ein mafsikin bekolos. However, the Mishnah says, or the Gemara, the Mishnah I think says, ein mafsikin bekolos. But when we read the Tochacha on Parshas Bichukosai, the one we just read, you can't be mafsik in between. You can't break up the Tochacha and call up a bunch of aliyahs. So the Gemara wants to know why. Why can't you be mafsik in the kolos? So the Gemara says, the Gemara gives two reasons. One reason the Gemara gives is, according to Rav Chiya Bar Gamda, I think in the name of Rav Asi, that, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Musar Hashem bini al timas, that we don't, basically, if God's giving you a rebuke, don't put the pause button on. It's one thing if I'm giving you a rebuke, but if God's giving you a rebuke, then don't put the, it's not kavadik, that God's talking, God's rebuke, a great point, God, is I gotta do something now, I'll tune you on later. Obviously, it's inappropriate, so therefore, we don't break up the Tochacha in the middle. That's one reason given. However, the Gemara gives another reason. I think it's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, you know why you're not mafsik? Because we don't want to add a new bracha on a dover, on something which is a, you know, a bad thing, a bad tidings. In other words, ain mafsik, if because if I'm going to be mafsik, then I'm going to have to add a new bracha. And therefore, every time a mafsik add a new bracha, we don't want to add brachas on prinios. So therefore, we're not mafsik in prinios. So really, the Gemara says it really only applies to the one we read in Sefer Vayikra last week. It doesn't apply in theory to Parshas Kisavo, but the meaning is we don't do it in Parshas Kisavo either. And the Gemara explains what's the difference between the two. So therefore, we have two reasons why we're not mafsik in Bekolos, either because it's not right to interrupt God when he's giving Musar. However, the other reason is because we don't want to add brachas on prinyas. So comes along the Taz and has the following question. Bishlom, according to the first approach, I get it, but not to be mafsik. But according to Reish Lakish, that fits in very well to the way we do today. But as I pointed out, the custom in the time of the Mishnah was there was only one bracha. You made the beginning of the bracha in the beginning, and the last ola made the last bracha. So even if you broke up the tochacha bizman ha-Mishnah, there are no additional brachas. So what in the world, how do you explain the opinion of Reish Lakish? You hear the kasha?
Me? No.
You said no or yes?
No,
you didn't hear the question. You hear the question or you don't hear it?
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, the question is, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ein mafsik in bekolos. You don't break up the tochacha. So the question is, that makes sense now, we get it, because everyone who calls up. So Reish Lakish says, why don't you break it up? Because we don't want to make more brachas, because every time you call up someone for an aliyah, you're going to make a new bracha. So we don't want to make a new bracha on something which involves bad tidings, right?
Correct.
So the question is, so that's good today, but Bizman HaMishnah, that's not the way it worked. There was only a beginning bracha in the beginning, and no one made brachas when they got called up in the middle, and the last person finished the bracha. That was the old practice in the time of the Mishnah. Yes or no?
Yeah.
So therefore the question is, Bizman HaMishnah, what's Reish Lakish is presuming talking about Bizman HaMishnah also. That's where the halacha is brought down. So according to Reish Lakish, what do you mean we're afraid about adding extra brachas? There are no brachas. And what's the problem? According to Reish Lakish, why is there a problem breaking up the tochacha Bizman HaMishnah? According to the problem of interrupting God, that applies. But according to Reish Lakish, we're not adding any new brachas, so what's the problem? There was no extra brachas Bizman HaMishnah.
Right.
You got the question?
Yes.
Yeah, so the Taz answer number one is, apparently, according to the way the Taz understood is, it wasn't a fundamental thing, it was a technical thing. In other words, let's say someone came late, Bizman HaMishnah, and they missed, and they get called up for the fourth aliyah, but they weren't there for the first one. So according to Taz, it wasn't carved in stone. It was generally, everyone was yotzei with the first and the last. But in theory, if you missed the first, and you got called up for number four, you did make a bracha. So according to the Taz, he's saying, it wasn't a fundamental halacha, it was a pragmatic one. So therefore, Even according to the time in the Mishnah, if someone missed so in other words, if the person got called up to do the tochacha, if you broke it up and he wasn't there at the beginning, you would have to make a new bracha. So therefore, it would apply even. Yeah. Hello, you with me?
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the answer of the Taz. That basically the question is, Bizman HaMishnah, was that a fundamental? According to the Taz, it wasn't a fundamental thing. There's really no difference between today and Bizman HaMishnah. The only difference is that if we were there at the beginning, those who were there at the beginning of the Aliyah, this were Yotze with the bracha. But in theory, if you came in late, you'd have to make a new bracha. So too, Eimav Sikim Bekolos. According to this other pshat that I'm about to give from the Nachlis Yaakov and others, he says that, no, the really, if you came in late, you didn't make a bracha. That was it. It was a takana. That was it. There's only one bracha in the beginning, one bracha at the end. According to that approach, so how do we answer then? So what does Reish Lakish mean that you can't break up the kolos? The Eimav Sikim Bekolos. You had the question, if you assume it was just a technical thing, so therefore when someone came in late, you can make a new bracha, so therefore it applies Bizman HaMishnah. But if you hold it, no. It's a fundamental thing. Even if you came in late, Bizman HaMishnah, that was it. That was the takana, one bracha, period. So therefore, what does Reish Lakish mean? Eimav Sikim Bekolos. Then what do you mean you're afraid you're not going to make you're going to make new brachas? You don't make new brachas, right? So how would he answer? So the Nachlis Yaakov answers as follows. No. Because that's what the Gemara is telling us in Megillah. That Ezra instituted a special takana that before Shavuos, before Rosh Hashanah, we're going to read from the Tochacha. And what are we going to read? We're going to read, in other words, see, it goes like this. So we don't have to do anything today because we have We meaning B'nai Bavel, we finish the Torah every year. So the way we have it set up is Kisavo comes before Rosh Hashanah and Bichu Kosai comes before Shavuos, so we don't do anything special. It's the regular Shabbos. We don't know the difference. Right? It's nothing special. We do the same amount.
Right.
However, originally in Eretz Yisrael, they finished the Torah every 3 years. In other words, it took 3 weeks to finish Parshas Bereishis. 3 weeks. It wasn't like you can't do a third of the Parsha every year and then come back. You had to you read 3 weeks in a row of Bereishis. You have to go in order. You can't read a third of Bereishis, then a third of Noach, and then that wasn't the Takana. The original thing was to read a third of the... So it took 3 years. So the question is, according to them, what happened? So what did they do for Parsha Zachar? So obviously, what do? You take out another Torah. It's a special takana, right? So too, that's what they say. So what Ezra instituted to read the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos, So in Eretz Yisrael, they took out another Sefer Torah. So therefore, it was a new Machai. So for every... So Parsha Shavuah requires you to make one bracha. Takanas Ezra to read the Tochacha before Shavuos. So when you took out a new Sefer Torah, you made a new bracha on it. Or even if you rolled the Sefer Torah to a new spot, it was no different than reading Parsha Zachar, Parsha Shkolim, etc. So that's why he says, no, so Eimav Sikim, so Reish Lakish says, so even Bizman HaMishnah, even when they only read the Parsha, they only finished the Torah every 3 years, they still can't break up the Tochacha because that was a new Takana, then you'd have to, according to Reish Lakish, you don't want to add a new Bracha. So therefore, so the question was like this. According to Reish Lakish, he says the reason why you can't break up the Tochacha is because we don't want to add more brachas. What more brachas? The original institution, Bizman HaMishnah, was there was only one bracha, right?
Yeah.
So the answer number one was, that was only if you were there, if you had kavana, but it wasn't carved in stone. People did make new brachas, and therefore it's like if you came late, you made your own bracha. So too, if you were mafsik, you wouldn't need a new bracha. Therefore, we're not mafsik. Answer number two is no. It's a fundamental takana. That's it. There's only one bracha. Period. And that's it. So what does it mean? We're afraid you can't. We're afraid of making new brachas. Is no. It's just like when Eretz Yisrael, they brought out a new Sefer Torah and they made new brachas. It was a separate takana. So therefore, even according to Reish Lakish, Bizman HaMishnah, the reason made sense. So as we explained, so therefore you had the different days. Generally on a Shabbos, we say you could have as many Hosafas as you want. Yontif, the minhag is not, so even technically we do. But on Shabbos, when we read the Tochacha, so Ein Mafsikin Beklol is either because we don't interrupt God when He's speaking, or we don't want to add brachas on a Davara. And that's what the Gemara tells us, that when we read the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah or before Shavuos, we want to finish off the curses before the new year begins, and therefore we stop a week before. So that's what we want to fulfill. So when we read the Tochacha last week, we want to get the curses over. So therefore, we should be zocha that the curses should mark the end of the curses. Not Shavuos, the Tochacha, right, should mark the end of the Shavua, the end of the tragedy and suffering, and Shavuos should mark the beginning of happier times. And hence we finished. That's why we're not reading the Tochacha this week. We finished the Tochacha last week. We have a week off, and we begin Shavuos, hopefully as a time of Simcha, and not a time of tragedy and suffering.